Then we have, beginning with verse 7, his prayer. Oh, this leads him to pray. And he says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me. Answer me." You see, in that secret place, there was mercy. And there is that secret place for us to come and receive the mercy of God. Now he says, "When thou saidest, seek ye my face." David puts the invitation in the Lord's mouth. He says here, "Seek ye my face." And David says, "I've already responded. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." God today has a longing for you. Do you respond to that? It's awful to live with a person and you don't express your love and there isn't that communication of love. That's what marriage is. Marriage is not an arrangement whereby a woman gets a living and a man gets a cook. That may be in the deal, generally is, but that's not marriage. Marriage is when it's a love relationship. And if it's not that, it's not anything at all. And actually, our relationship to God should be like that. David says, "My heart just responded." When God says, "I love you," David says, "I love you." When God says, "I want to have fellowship with you," David says, "I want to have fellowship with you." And then he says, "Hide not thy face far from me." David knew what it was for God to hide his face. When he sinned, he lost his fellowship. He lost his joy. That's what he prayed for. "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." And then this next verse has been misunderstood. Verse 10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." And the critic has come along. Even Dalich took the position that probably, he didn't say it, you know, out loud. He just suggested that this could have been written by someone else. Because the explanation that's been given, well, David's father and mother never forsook him. But I don't think that's what David is saying here. I think that it could better be translated, and you'll notice it's a temporal clause anyway, "When my father and my mother forsake me." Well, when do they? Well, they never did for David. And I think it'd be better to translate, "Had my father and my mother forsaken me." Had they done it? And that's in a translation that I have here, and I like that much better. I wish the Scofield revisers who made the New Scofield Bible had called attention to that, because that'd make it so much different. "Had my father and my mother forsaken me." Well, they didn't forsake him. But should they? "The Lord will take me up." And some wiseacre a few years ago put it like this: "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Boy Scouts will take me up." And I'm afraid today that a great many parents are letting organizations, including the church, raise their children. I don't care whether you are a member of a good Bible church. The children are yours. You are the one that should lead them to the Lord. And not that Sunday school teacher or that preacher either. You are the one. And you are the one that should give them your time and give them your attention. That's what he's saying, I think, here. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemy." David says, "I want my testimony before the enemy, because I know he'll criticize. I want you to watch over me, Lord, and help me not to stump my toe. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." Now, I was brought up in a denomination that has since gone into liberalism. And I was in a denomination that's gone into liberalism. I always prayed to the Lord, "Lord, do not let me fall into the position where I'm at the mercy of church leaders or even a church board." And in my entire ministry, which began about 1930 and ended about 1970, I guess, and that's a long time, friends, about 40 years, during that entire time, God never let me get in a position where I was at the mercy of man. And that's what David is praying. And my heart goes out to many ministers today that find themselves at the mercy, maybe of a church board or a hierarchy. And I know several like that. My heart goes out to them today. And I urge them to pray like David did. Don't deliver me into the will of my enemies. Don't let them get me down and pin my shoulders to the mat, Lord. And I think that he'll hear and answer that prayer. And David said, I'd fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And even in this world today, you can see the goodness of the Lord, how wonderful it is. Now he says, what are we to do? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now there's a lot of heart trouble today among believers. It's known as faint-hearted, or the coward's heart, as it's known. All of us, I guess, have a little touch of it. And what are we to do? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And what'll he do? He's going to strengthen our heart. He's really the great heart specialist today.